Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair on the magical isle of Vashon today, broadcasting to you live on the voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band and streaming live all over the world from Singapore on one side of the world to the Kingdom of Sweden, of which Stockholm is the capital, on the other side, streaming live on voiceofvashon.org. My greetings today go out to all of you who are or have grandchildren. And I do that today because in this last week, I had contacts from two of my now adult grandchildren. Isn't that a kick in the butt when you have not only your children old enough to draw Medicare, but your grandchildren are making their own way in the world? These are two of my granddaughters. One of them called me from Oregon, and the other one called me from South Carolina. And both of them call because they just want to spend some time with their grandpa. I am indeed the most fortunate of men. And in particular, am I the most fortunate of men because, among many other reasons, I am surrounded by grandchildren who want to spend time either in person, often in person, and when that is not possible, they want to spend time either by text or telephone or writing me a letter. One of my granddaughters sent me an absolutely beautiful letter not very long ago, a letter that she actually wrote and put in an envelope and then found a stamp and went and mailed it. Wonderful, wonderful times. So one of my granddaughters' name is Glory Jane. And Glory Jane, what a lovely name for a lovely young lady. And she is fulfilling one of her dreams. She is around animals and in particular horses. And when she was with me some months ago, I took her over to Captain O'Brien's, and Captain and Mary O'Brien have all of these horses over there. I think that Captain O'Brien in the middle of the night goes out and saddles up and gets on the back of one of those horses, but he proclaims that he never will do that again. Some months ago, in the winter time, I was up in Fairbanks, and Glory Jane and I were coming out of a restaurant, and she took my arm, and it was slippery as snake poop. And she said, "Grandpa, do you have a cane?" Glory Jane, I do not now, nor will I ever have a cane. We are not even to discuss that subject ever again. Well, I have discovered recently that I have procured, thanks to my brother Icebreaker Captain, a captain's walking stick, but not a cane. And that walking stick has Captain Joe engraved in it, has a Coast Guard seal on it, so that everybody will know that it is not a cane, but it is a captain's stick. So my greetings are out there to all of my, not only my grandchildren, but to grandchildren. Honor and love your grandparents because you are part of their treasures as they work their way through what is arguably the second half of their lives. The biblical list today, my dear and much loved friend Captain O'Brien has a place on it again because the orthopedic questions continue to haunt all of us, and we discuss them here in the Gene Bosch studio. We have done so today, and that's why he's earned a place on the biblical list. And my dear friend David out in the Midwest is back in rehab. He is having just a terrible time in recovering from what turned out to be open heart surgery and then opened out into a number of other system failures. And Dwayne, who is doing ever so much better, and all of Captain Joe's people who are dealing with the questions connected with overuse and overabundance of various adult substances, know that all of you remain, as always, in the palm of my hand. And the greetings and the warm support signals coming from all of Captain Joe's people to all of those who are on the biblical list. In my own situation, we've had another run with the drug. And the only side effect that I had out of that was to get really, really tired every so often. And I just said, I can't deal. I just cannot keep on doing this. I have to push through that. And so that's what I've been doing. But it is really, really hard sometimes. And then on Thursday, we're going to try again to sever my relationship with Mr. Foley. And if it works this time, you will hear the well done, bravo Zulu, huzzas echoing all over the world in Captain Joe's people, and I will report that next week. For this week's broadcast, it is my intent, and not only my intent, but I will do it, to fulfill my mission to make everyone who spends half an hour with me every week on Tuesdays feel a little bit better about themselves and about the world in which we live. And so I have several pieces which are going to fulfill that part of the mission. But I have two pieces which are not of fulfilling. And I'm going to do those right now so that we get them out of the way and then we can get out, and I will call away swim call, and we will do a little bit of frolicking in the warm waters. So tomorrow, the 16th of April, is the anniversary of an event in the Battle of the Atlantic. And so my book this week is called The Battle of the Atlantic, and it is one of the volumes in the Time Life series called World War II. And there is a whole article that talks about what happened on the 16th of April in 1943. The Coast Guard cutter Spencer, a sister ship to my much-loved Ingham, and the Coast Guard cutter Dwayne, also a sister to my much-loved cutter Ingham, were part of a convoy escort in the North Atlantic about 600 or 700 miles to the west of the UK. The U-175 attacked that convoy, and Spencer picked her up on her sonar, made a run on her, dropped 11 depth charges on her on the U-175, then came around and made another attack, pinging away. And for all of you sonarmen out there, we had sonarmen in the Coast Guard. We probably will have them again. I would not be at all surprised if we reinstall the anti-submarine warfare equipment in our cutters again. But in any case, the U-175 was the hull number of the boat that made this attack. And she was so her hull was so badly breached that she was forced to the surface. The Spencer took the lead in the attack, and the crew all came up and surrendered. And two or three of the crew members from Spencer boarded the submarine, and it was the first. This was the first boarding of a foreign belligerent warship by any U.S. sailors since the War of 1812. Interesting fact. And as they went aboard, probably the breaching of the hull, but also probably the captain ordered the sea valves open. In any case, the crew members from Spencer got off in time, and U-175 sank. There was always the hope that she could be captured, but of course that was not able to happen. So she went down, and her crew, most of her crew, her captain was killed in the engagement. But most of her crew was rescued, was secured aboard Spencer and Duane, and were in and the crew members were in war camps in the UK for the war. All of this happened in 1943, tomorrow, April 16th, 19, and that is my book. It is called The Battle of the Atlantic, and it is in the Time Life World War II series. And there's a whole article in there about Spencer, and it has photographs of the actual sinking, and it has photographs of the crew as they went into internment. It's just a very, very interesting article, and one of the most complete of this sort of thing that I have ever seen. Next week is Election Day. I just remind everybody that next day is Election Day. But the other thing that I am going to mention is about the relief of her command, the commanding officer of the base in Greenland, which is the old Thule Air Force Base. Thule is important to Coast Guard people because we have resupplied that base many, many times. You can only get to it at times by breaking ice, and so icebreakers have resupplied it a number of times over the years. I bring this up because my heart goes out to that commanding officer, a colonel, equivalent to my rank of captain. I have been, of course, as all of you know, and as I remind myself every so often, a base commander, a group commander, all of those at the same time, they were all part of the same command. And I never had to make the kind of choice that she made. The choice that she had to make was to be a suck up to the visitor, B, remain silent, or C, fulfill her obligation as a commanding officer to take care of her people. Because what she did was to send out a signal to all of the people in her command that what they were doing was important. And she had to do this because, first of all, she certainly had Greenland civilian employees working for her. She had U.S. citizens working for her. And she also had, of course, military people. I think that now they're in the Space Force. They're calling it a Space Force base. They can't fool me. It is the old Air Force base at Thule in Greenland. And her obligation was to reassure her people that what they were doing was important, that it had significance in the overall scheme of our national defense. And she probably had, if she is as intelligent as most O6s are that I know, she probably had an idea that she was treading on, to use a Greenland pun, thin ice. My feeling about all of this is that we do both. We accomplish the mission, which clearly she had been doing, and we take care of the people that are entrusted to us to carry out that mission, which clearly she was doing as well. It is my hope and my wish, and would certainly be my command if it were in my place to command it, to protect those people who work for me, who fulfilled both of those things, because they happen both at the same time. They must happen at the same time. And sometimes, as we have seen here, they happen at the cost of her potential, her promotion potential, her continuation on active duty when she gets to that point in her career where she must go through a continuation board to see whether or not she will be continued on active duty. And she had to have known that she took that chance. I'm giving her here my personal Bravo Zulu. And I think that it is time for people to recognize that these are dangerous times and that commanders, the newest captain, lieutenant junior grade, a captain of a patrol boat, which I was when I started my command career, all the way up to four-star flag officers, have those obligations, A, to take care of their people, and B, to fulfill the mission. And that is what I have to say about all of that. In terms of things that are happier, my sister Lib is coming to stay with me for maybe a week. This is my sister who lost her husband unexpectedly back in September, and we've talked about it on this broadcast, and I have had numerous messages from Captain Joe's people of sympathy and condolence about that. She has had some real challenges in dealing with all of this, and when I saw them in November, I said, why don't you come out and stay with me and bask in the warmth of the atmosphere of the magical Isle of Vashon and of Captain Joe's people who live here on the island, my road family, for example. And so we're going to have a great time together. She's bringing her daughter, my niece, and her granddaughter, my great niece, And we are going to have some really good family time together. And I'm going to bring her into another one of my families here on the magical Isle of Vashon. I was done a great honor during the week. I went to a gathering of the Vashon Park District. Now, most of you know that I've been involved with the Vashon Park District ever since I've lived on the island through my leadership, sometimes faltering, and now needs to be do some rebuilding and some reconstructing of Point Robinson Light Station. And we come now to the time when the executive director for the Vashon Park District is retiring. and her replacement has been selected. At the same time, the Vashon Park District has put out its annual activities guide. It's a lovely publication, and it lists all of the different activities, great artwork in it. And I had gone to a meeting of the Low Tide Celebration, which I have headed for a number of years. And I was chairing this meeting, and I picked up a copy of this, and I wanted to thank the people on the staff of the Vashon Park District who had put this together for such a beautiful job. And I was thumbing through it, and I go all the way to the back, and there is a page, and it talks about a volunteer for not only the Vashon Park District, for Point Robinson. And it was your captain. And it talks about all of the, it talks about this program. In fact, it mentions that I do this broadcast every week, and for which I am honored and privileged to be able to do that. And part of that happens because all of you out there who listen to this support it emotionally, mentally, morally, ethically, and financially. So my thanks go out to the Vashon Park District for the honor they have done me. I've had a couple of signals from friends who remarked on this. None of them have said that the page should be torn out and used in replace of Charmin. All of them that came to me said it was a lovely piece. And my thanks go out to the Vashon Park District for that. During the week, I decided to attend a meeting of the cemetery district here on the island. We have an absolutely beautiful cemetery here on the island, and it is a taxing district. And for that reason, when one needs to buy a new address, the cost is very, very reasonable. Mary is buried there. When the time comes for my procession, my parade, my crossing of the bar, my flag folding ceremony, it will be in the cemetery. Now, I had a feeling that they did not get a great deal in the way of island participation, and so I decided that the time had come, as our Maori friends say, now is the hour. And my calendar had a spot, and it coincided and was congruent with the date and day and time of this meeting, and so I made my way there. The executive director for the cemetery district used to be the executive director for the Vashon Park District. You can see how we're all of us interlocked here on the magical isle of Vashon. And Wendy, who is now the ED for the cemetery district, is an old and much loved and much trusted friend. We worked together for all of the time that she was the executive director while I was working to do many of the things out at Point Robinson, which we are now enjoying. So I went to this meeting, and sure enough, there was no other community participation. And they were so delighted to have me there that I became sort of an ex officio board member. And as each one of the items on the agenda came up, my comments and thoughts and advice were solicited. I'm very grateful for that, too, because if there was ever an example of the Vashon way, It is the Vashon Cemetery District, which is maintained in absolutely beautiful, beautiful condition. There are a number of us out there who have served. A number of the GI government issue tombstones. That's what will go out there to mark mine when the time comes. Let it be a far off. Let it be a long way off. For I just have got too much to do. I moved the boat project forward a little bit this week, as a matter of fact. So I feel that the space, which is mine, which is right next to Mary R., the ground is firm enough to hold the weight of the GI tombstone. All will be well. The 4th of July week. 4th of July for Mary and me was always a big event. We would have as many of the family and friends of family rank who could come and be with us for the part of the week that included the 4th. And there are some wonderful, wonderful photographs which I keep on the side of my refrigerator that show all of us together at these various 4th of July celebrations. Last year, I was there were reasons why I did not have the full celebration, but this year we're going to have the full celebration, and as many of the family as can be there, many friends of family rank. I have a commitment already from at least one of Mary R.'s brothers and his lovely wife, Gloria, and a lot of other people will be there that are part of Captain Joe's people. One of the things that we're going to do is a field trip out to Central Valley Animal Rescue. And we're going to do that because that's where I got my little black blossom that nobody else wanted. And Sailor and I wanted her a lot. And the other thing is that because it will be the 5th anniversary of Mary's death on the 1st of July, 1st of June, that we will also have a celebration at Captain's Quarters, and then we will move out to the cemetery and have a storytelling time and a time of passing memories on to now younger people who are now working their way up through the ranks in the family. It's going to be a great time, and I am really looking forward to it. It is all part of how I keep myself up and rolling, on station and watching properly. All of those expressions that I continue to use and that you all tire of hearing, and that is Tango Sierra. You're going to hear them so long as I am able to utter them. Another thing that I hope will bring a smile and a little bit of cheer, if your day or your week or your month or your year are all full of gloom, full of fog banks, let me tell you this one. There is a wandering sailor, cat, who has taken up temporary residence on my property. He is driving Sailor absolutely bats. So much so that I do not let Sailor out because I don't in particular want to host a confrontation between the two of them. Thanks to Michelle, my neighbor from next door, who owns the chain of kitty vending machines that we have all over the island. We have tried a trap, but we had the trap out last night. And we did not capture Victor. I have nicknamed him Victor V. The phonetic equivalent for the letter V for visitor is Victor, so he is now Victor. We did not capture Victor last night, and in the meantime, Sailor was completely all over the place and all over me all night long. So we got to capture this guy. And here I am looking at my large watch, and it tells me that once again, and it is my hope and my wish, my desire and my command that all of you have enjoyed our time together this half hour so that you feel just a little bit better about yourself and the world in which we live, because all will be well. We always have hard times that we have to get through, fog banks through which we have to sail. That's why we have radarmen. This is your Captain Joe. As always, I'm on station and watching properly. We never say goodbye, and we say until we meet again, and we'll meet again right here next week.